Well, Tony Diprose, thanks very much for joining me. You work with the Academy and your first 15 coach as well. So leading up to the LV, there's obviously going to be a fair few of the younger players that tend to get involved in this competition, and it must be good for you to see some of your lads coming through.
Yeah, no, I mean, obviously we have the A-League, which gives us a bit of an indicator, and our guys are at loan clubs, Esher and Ealing, etc., etc. But, yeah, it's a good indicator of us, of where some of the guys are progressing and where they are. And, you know, certainly the two LV games before Christmas were excellent for us. You had a great win at home to London Irish against a very strong Irish side, and then went up to Sale and got a good victory, which, you know, it's obviously tough to win at Udgie Park. And the experiences that the players got, but also the pitches we got on some of our squad players, you know, and that's what we need. We need competition for places.
In terms of bringing players through, we've heard news, obviously, in the last week that a player like Billy Twelvetrees is leaving Leicester, and there are lots of discussions at the moment on players renewing contracts or allowing them to lapse before they finally made their decisions. When you're bringing academy players through, is the dream that they really will be representing the club, or do some of them end up holding, you know, we don't like to think of it, but some financial asset to the club in terms of being able to train them up and sell them on?
I think the biggest part of our academy, or what we perceive, is that, you know, we want young players who come through the academy ranks who then end up being at Harlequins and playing for Harlequins. You know, we have those guys at the top to, as, you know, totem poles, so the Hugo Monyers, the Mike Browns, the Chris Robshaws, you know, it was fantastic for us. All those guys, Jordan Turner Hall, the guys who have gone into the England squad, well, they're all actually ex-Quins Academy players. Well, that's fantastic. You know, that's exactly what we want, because there's another group who are 16, 17, there's another group who are 18, 19, and, you know, that's what we want to do. They're all obviously going to be players, and I'm sure Leicester will say the same, who will have to move on. Maybe it might be they want to play more or they get more game time. But, you know, in an ideal world, you want all of them to be pushing through. But, you know, not all of them will make it. That's the nature of the professional ranks.
Yes, indeed. And, well, Europe is off the radar now, and despite some great performances, does that disappointment linger after the weekend?
I think there's a frustration that we maybe didn't, you know, you win away at Gloucester and you win away at Toulouse in your group and you don't go through. Yeah, there's a bit of frustration. But, you know, we had a chat about it this week, and, you know, we're top of the league. We've won our two LV games, so we're in a good position in that. We're in the European Challenge Cup, so in the Amelin in the quarterfinals. We've got a great trip to Toulon to look forward to. And they're in the semi-finals of the A-League. Well, they're the four competitions we're in. We're all still alive in all four areas. Yeah, that's going to stretch the squad and test the squad, but that's a fantastic achievement so far. But that's all it is. And, you know, so we have reassessed, and well, we'll use it as motivation that maybe we weren't as pleased with our performance and we didn't quite get the result on the night. But, you know, we've got a new competition to look forward to now for 2 weeks, the LV. You know, it's not in our hands because Scarlett are unbeaten and ahead of us, but, you know, we'll do our best to win those two games while also trying to improve our performances.
Yeah, you can only do what's in front of you, I guess, only play what's in front of you. And I imagine with something like the LV offering the chance of a Heineken Cup spot if you win it, then that certainly puts a bit of excitement.